World of Tanks, Cleveland Tank Plant, Homecoming Military Show, and Swap Meet. Steve Ligursky's on the line joining us to tell us all about this. Steve, I bet you're in heaven. This must be really exciting for you, I bet, to see.
It's totally exciting, Bruce. I mean, our whole staff and, you know, the Military Vehicle Preservation Association, the team that we work with that brought in all the military vehicles and all the swap meet tables and everything else that we have here at the IX Center, we can't wait until we open the doors today at 3 o'clock.
What's going to be there? I don't know. There's tanks, swap meet things. It's sponsored by the World of Tanks, the video games. How does all this come together?
Well, it all works like this. We filled the whole floor at the IX Center. We got, from our Ferris wheel over to the east entrance, which is, you know, it's about seven football fields of tanks. We have 250 military vehicles out there. We have seven tanks on the floor. Most of which were built here at the IX Center. The IX Center back in 1942 was commissioned by the U.S. Department of War to become a B-29 assembly plant. And then what happened was in 1950, they converted the plant over to become a tank plant. So they started building wars for the Korean War effort, and actually some of those tanks existed even into the Vietnam War effort.
Steve, will people have an opportunity to sit in any of these vehicles?
Oh yeah, most of the vehicles, you know, these are privately owned vehicles. It's just like Autorama. You know, the Autorama show is a show that we bring here to the IX Center, and you know, a lot of those guys will let you get up and close and personal with their tanks and their vehicles. But a lot of these owners will let people get right up on top of the vehicles, in the vehicles. You know, and it's a great opportunity for families to come out here too, with kids 12 and under for free too, Bruce.
Bruce mentioned swap meet. What can people possibly swap at something like this?
You can't imagine. There's 500 tables full of everything from Jeep parts to old military radios to antennas to uniforms to helmets to daggers. I mean, there's everything that you can imagine under the sun at this military swap meet. Everything.
Craig, you know, when the circus comes to town, and when they used to have the circus, and they used to have those elephants that would kind of parade, how did they sneak in all these tanks? Did I miss the invasion?
Well, we bring them into the IX Center. You know, the IX Center has a door back here, and we actually brought in a B-25 Mitchell. As you know, the IX Center, you know, was that B-29 assembly plant and then a tank plant. So we have a 150-foot door that we open up, and then we brought in. We actually have four aircraft, military aircraft, in this show too. So it's military vehicles, it's military aircraft. I mean, we've got our crazy paint guys, the guys that work with us at the Autorama show, will be customizing pieces of art. And they'll be selling that at the show, and all the proceeds for that will go to the women's programs at the VA. So we've got so many good things going on here, Bruce.
It opens up today, runs through Saturday. It opens early on Friday and Saturday at 0800 hours. That's my little military nod there. Who's in the meeting when someone says, let's bring in tanks? How did that go?
Well, it actually came out of the Autorama show. The Autorama show is, you know, our moniker for the Autorama show is if a piston makes it go, it's in the show. So we work with John Cheney and his group with the Military Vehicle Preservation Association. They're part of the Autorama show. And they told us, you know, we do this convention every year. We've been working on this for 3 years. Bill Perrion and I have been working on this for the last 3 years. And they finally said, why don't we bring our convention to Cleveland? And then, you know, and then our thought process was after that was, we'll dovetail the convention, which is actually going on today. Their convention opened up at 8 o'clock today and goes to 3 o'clock today, so they have all the MVPA members here. So we said, once we get that accomplished, why don't we just open it up to the public? All the military vehicles will be here. We'll add a little bit more to it, which we did, and then we'll open it up to the public. So, like I said, Bruce, it opens today at 3 o'clock, goes till 10 o'clock tonight. And then, like you said, 0800 on Friday, it opens up at 8 o'clock in the morning and goes till 10 o'clock at night on Friday.
Right.
And then, yeah, and then on Saturday, it opens up at 8 o'clock and goes till 6. So it's an early morning start, but, you know, the crowds are going to be huge, so we want to give everybody an opportunity to get in here and see everything that's on the floor.
One of the things that caught my eye was the phrase pinup models. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the pinup models come out of the Liberty Air Museum. Pearl Caprice is the gal that coordinates that for us. We have 15 pinup models that will be circulating around the show. So in addition to getting on the vehicles with your children, you can also get your pictures with the pinup gals because they'll be dressed in World War II garb for the entire show. Really cool stuff.
And for people who love the memorabilia, I see you've got uniforms from Hogan's Heroes as well as it says here's Alan Alda's Hawkeye Pierce iconic maroon Korean War medical bathrobe.
Yep, that's right underneath the Liberty Air Museum's B-25. Actually, Ed Patrick and his team brought that the display in yesterday. So, as a matter of fact, I was just over there, and it's absolutely cool. It's a stand-up, so you can get your picture taken with it. And it's another piece of the show. And you know, and the other piece of the show too that we have is we work with the Medina VFW, Jack Forrester and his group. So they've got the USO in here. We have the Air Force in here. You know, and like I said, the Crazy Paint guys are going to be creating custom artwork, but the guys over at the Medina VFW will also be collecting money for the women's programs at the VA. So there's a lot of goodness that goes on with a show like this too. You know, and it's really about the veterans. And with our veterans, you know, they can get their discount right at the box office then, Bruce. They can come right to the IX Center. Our deepest discount is for our veterans. It's $12. All they have to do is show their military ID or their VA card, and they can buy up to 6 tickets for their family.
Now, you have World of Tanks as your sort of title sponsor for this. Is there some gaming going on as well?
Yeah, actually, up front at the up front along the food line and the pavilion line up there, the World of Tanks has set up 6 PlayStations, so people can actually log on and play World of Tanks. World of Tanks is one of the online platforms. The parent company is called Wargaming.net, and they have World of Tanks, they have World of Warships, and they have World of Warplanes. So the World of Tanks show is obviously featured here, so you can get onto that platform and compete with other gamers all around the world. They actually have, the World of Tanks has 110 million users across the world. 110 million. I mean, there's only 330 million people in the United States. Think about that.
Yeah, wow, there's a lot of that. And for those people who don't want a game, they can just sit back and watch Patton on replay. I guess you're going to be playing that movie throughout the event too.
Yeah, Patton's going to be shown at the canteen, and the canteen is going to be the site where Bill Mixner is going to be doing the IX files. He's an old World War II Korean tank commander. He's incredibly bright. He's incredibly engaging, and he has 2 performances for us, one tonight at 5 o'clock, and then he'll be back on Saturday at 2 o'clock to do his IX files. But we're also going to, one of the other things that we're doing is we're also going to be giving tours of the IX Center in the basement and throughout the building. Again, Vice President Bill Perrien is a longtime IX Center employee. Actually, he's been here for 40 years. So he's going to take people down into the IX Center and show them, you know, sort of the mechanical part of how all this tank assembly went and where all these pieces, parts went and how it all flowed and how it came up to the main floor and how things got to the rail spur and how they put these things on flatbed trucks and shipped them out. So there's a lot going on here.
Sounds it. Again, it goes on today through Saturday. The World of Tanks Cleveland Tank Plant Homecoming Military Show and Swap Meet presented by the Military Vehicle Preservation Association. People want tickets, more details. Where's a good place for them to get that? Even discounts, I guess, too.
Yeah, well, discount tickets, they can go to any discount drug mart, and they can get discounted tickets for $13. Tickets are $15 at the box office. You can go to ixclevelandtankshow.com. If you need any more information, and you know, a couple other things too is, you know, people ask, you know, isn't the IX Center a pretty warm building during the summer months? And I can tell you right now, it's 70 degrees in there. We've rented some big chillers, so it's nice and cool in the IX Center, so you can come and spend the day.
Sounds great. It's really impressive. If you've never been up close to a tank, obviously this can't get any better than that this weekend at the IX Center. Steve Ligursky, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for your time, I guess I should say. Thanks.
And I'll see you. Thanks for your time too, Bruce.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, I'll see you at the show.